The special weather statement that was issued for southern Saskatchewan has been lifted, and a blizzard warning is now in effect for southeast Saskatchewan. Environment Canada issued the special weather statement early Thursday and lifted it just before 4 p.m., shortly after the blizzard warning was issued for the southeast region, including the Regina, Estevan, Weyburn and Carlisle areas. A blizzard with strong winds and significant falling snow will develop late day Friday as a low-pressure system tracks along the international border. Conditions will deteriorate rapidly in the early evening hours as snow begins to accumulate, Environment Canada said in the advisory. Southeasterly winds gusting to 70 km per hour will coincide with the organized snowfall throughout the same period. Widespread poor visibilities are expected throughout Friday night and whiteout conditions will be possible at times. Up to 25 centimeters of snow is forecast to fall Friday evening into Saturday morning. The blizzard is forecast to ease mid-Saturday morning as winds diminish. Accumulating snow will taper off Saturday afternoon. Environment Canada says meteorologists will be actively tracking this system as it develops. Travel is expected to be hazardous due to reduced visibility. Rapidly accumulating snow will make travel difficult. Visibility will be suddenly reduced to near zero at times in heavy snow and blowing snow. Prepare for quickly changing and deteriorating travel condition, Environment Canada said. If you do travel and become lost, remain where you are until the blizzard has passed. Protect yourself from wind, cold and disorientation by staying sheltered, indoors or with your vehicle. If you must travel, keep others informed of your schedule and destination and carry an emergency kit and mobile phone. Limit outdoor activities. Ensure that shelter is provided for pets and outdoor animals. Public Safety Canada encourages everyone to make an emergency plan and get an emergency kit with drinking water, food, medicine, a first aid kit and a flashlight. Saskatoday.ca will have more details as they become available.